Audio Generation, Consumer 11, 1.
I am Liam. Have you ever wondered why a brand new video game costs $80 on the day it comes out, but only $40 a year later? Or why your favorite burger place practically begs you to make your meal a large for just 50 cents more? Pricing is not just about math. It is a psychological game that businesses play to get you to say yes to a sale. Understanding these strategies is a huge pro for your life, because it makes you a smarter shopper who can see through the marketing magic.
I am Maya. I will be diving into the world of retail hooks like loss leaders and discount pricing. We will see how stores use one cheap item to trick you into filling your entire cart with expensive stuff.
I am Chloe. I will explain the high-stakes world of price skimming and volume discounts. Whether you are buying the latest gadget or a giant box of snacks, there is a strategy at work behind that price tag.
And I am Noah. I will show you how the service and food industries use combo pricing and supersizing to increase their profits while making you feel like you got a great deal. Let us start with the big strategies for new products.
When a company launches a totally new product, they usually choose one of two paths. The first is price skimming. Think of a high-end tech company releasing a new smartphone. They start with a very high price to skim the cream off the top of the market. They want the people who are willing to pay anything to have the latest and greatest. The pro of this strategy is that the company makes a massive profit on every sale and builds a sense of luxury. The con is that they sell fewer units. Over time, as the excitement fades, they slowly lower the price to attract more budget-conscious buyers. It is a smart way to maximize profit at every stage of the product's life.
The opposite of skimming is market penetration. Imagine a new streaming service entering a market dominated by giants. They might start with an incredibly low price, maybe only $5 a month, to penetrate the market and get as many users as possible. The pro here is that they build a huge audience very quickly and keep competitors away. The con is that they often lose money at the beginning. They are betting that once you are hooked on their service, they can slowly raise the price later. For a high school student, the tip is to look for these penetration prices when a new brand launches, because you can get an amazing deal before the price inevitably goes up.
Now let us walk into a grocery store. Have you ever seen milk or eggs sold for a price that seems too good to be true? This is called a loss leader strategy. The store is literally selling that milk at a loss. They lose money on every carton sold. Why would they do that? Because they know that if you come in for the cheap milk, you will likely buy bread, cereal, and a snack while you are there. The high profit on those other items more than makes up for the loss on the milk. The pro for the business is massive foot traffic. The con is that some savvy shoppers, called cherry pickers, only buy the loss leader and leave. A great tip for your budget is to try and be a cherry picker. Only buy the items that are on a deep discount and avoid the impulse buys in the middle of the aisle.
Let us talk about value psychology in the food industry. One of the most common policies is combo pricing. This is when a business bundles several products together for a lower price than if you bought them separately. A burger, fries, and a drink for $9 feels like a better deal than paying $5 for the burger, $4 for the fries, and $3 for the drink. The pro for the business is that it increases the average amount a customer spends. You might have only wanted a burger, but the combo deal convinced you to spend more. Closely related to this is supersizing. A restaurant might offer to double the size of your drink for only 50 cents. It costs the business almost nothing to give you more soda, but that extra 50 cents is pure profit for them. The con for you is that you end up consuming more than you intended just because it felt like a deal.
Then we have discount pricing and volume discounts. Discount pricing is your classic sale, like 20% off for back to school. This creates a sense of urgency and encourages you to buy now rather than waiting. Volume discounts are different. This is when the price per unit drops as you buy more. If one bottle of water is $2, but a 24-pack is $12, each bottle in the pack only costs 50 cents. The pro is that you save a lot of money in the long run. The con is that you have to pay a lot more money up front and find a place to store all that water. For a student, volume discounts are great for things you use every day, but they are a waste of money for things that might expire before you can finish them.
It is also important to mention psychological pricing, like setting a price at $9.99 instead of $10. Even though it is only a 1 cent difference, our brains read that 9 and perceive it as being much cheaper. This is a standard policy in almost every retail store. When you combine this with clear signage and attractive displays, it becomes very hard for a consumer to say no. Understanding these strategies is empowering. It turns you from a target into a tactician. You can start to ask yourself, am I buying this because I need it? Or am I buying it because the pricing strategy is making me feel like I am winning? Being motivated to manage your money starts with seeing the world as it really is, not just as the marketers want you to see it.
In summary, businesses use skimming for luxury and technology, penetration for new services, and loss leaders to get you through the door. They use combos and supersizing to increase your bill and volume discounts to reward you for buying in bulk. Each of these strategies has a specific purpose. As you go through the rest of this lesson, you will see real-world data on how these policies affect a company's bottom line. Take a look at the practice examples to see if you can match the strategy to the business. Knowing these secrets will help you keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. We are excited for you to become a master of the marketplace. Good luck with the rest of your study session.
Previous lesson, back to course.